Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Reminder, we announced the Junkies Poker Open earlier this week. It's not that far away. We're talking about basically a month. It's going down Friday, September 9th at MGM National Harbor. Of course, a couple years during the pandemic, we didn't have the JPO. Well, JPO 2022, it's happening, and it's presented by our friends at Potomac Metals. You've tried the rest. Now scrap with the best. Live long and scrap on. Just put it on the calendar. We'll be hanging out on Thursday night, which is the NFL season opener, having a good time. Do the show Friday morning. All the shows from the station are going to be broadcasting from MGM National Harbor. We do the show, and then boom, right after the show, we head into the MGM National Harbor Grand Ballroom, and we play some cards.
There's been a lot of pent-up demand over the past few years, but live poker is back. Mm. It's thriving. It's huge. Like the last, I want to say the last 5 to 6 Cakes Classics have either had participants in the 90s or broken the 100-player barrier, and that's for a tournament on a Wednesday night. So we're expecting big, big numbers for Junkies Poker Open in September. I mean, there were near record-breaking numbers for the WSOP out in Vegas last month. I mean, the appetite for live poker is there. So we're expecting to see a huge field.
I saw the
in about 5 weeks.
I saw the Vegas total line for players that the JPO released at 833.5.
Okay.
They just released that yesterday.
Okay. I like that it's been released. That's a good thing.
And I think I'm going to go over.
I do tend to like overs.
Yep.
You know this.
All right, let's hit the skins. We do that every morning at 7 o'clock.
We do. Let's lead off with some standouts defensively at Commander's Camp. And a guy that the team's relying a lot on with Chase Young, looking like he will not make his debut in week one, coming back from his ACL tear. It's his pass rush running mate, Montez Sweat. According to Ethan Cadeau, through 8 days of camp, only cornerback Kendall Fuller can compete with Sweat for who's been the best performer so far. Sweat apparently has been talking a lot of trash throughout the first week plus of training camp. Now, his teammate, Charles Leno, had some glowing things to say about him, who he has to face in practice. He's had to face him multiple times in camp so far. He's been impressed with the new arsenal of moves the fourth-year vet arrived at Ashburn with this summer. Here are his quotes. He's definitely starting to work on some more moves. That's really good, being a guy who's 6'5", being able to run a 4'4". You don't just want to be a one-trick pony. You want to be able to work every move, power moves, finesse moves, things like that, inside out. He's been doing a really good job of that. So that's encouraging to hear.
He's been solid his first 3 years. Not spectacular, but he's had his moments.
Mm-hmm. He's had some ups and downs, like personally, obviously, too, that he's had to deal with. Last year, correct me if I'm wrong, he dealt with COVID. He dealt with the death of his brother.
Right.
And he also had a broken jaw that he had to come back from.
Correct.
So he had a lot of, you know, like things going on that were contributing to him maybe not putting up the ideal numbers that you're looking for from him.
Are you expecting a big year, a semi-big year from him?
I think you would have to at this point. Entering year four, like, I think you have to expect double-digit sacks. Give me 10 to 12 sacks.
I think he gets there if he plays a full year.
Be a super disruptive force. Tip some passes with your big, gigantic wingspan. Get in the quarterback's face, even if you're not sacking him. Be that disruptor type. Yeah, you should. I'm expecting him to take that next step. I think anything less than 10 sacks is a disappointment for
Montez. He's averaged 7 in his career. He has 21 sacks in 3 seasons.
I mean, it's good. It's not great.
Right. Good, not great. Pick. That's how I would describe Montez Sweat.
Get me to a dozen sacks, and then you're talking about, you know, one of the top probably 15 to 20 guys in the league. Get in that sort of territory. And I think especially with Chase Young not there, he's going to have every opportunity to make plays early in the season.
I don't want to steal your thunder, but I heard Ron Rivera speaking highly of Shaka Toney, another defensive end guy that they're going to need to do some work Chase is out.
Yeah, somebody's going to need to fill in that void and help keep the pressure off of Montez Sweat. Hmm. Hopefully Shaka Toney does that. He's one of those guys. I don't think it's just going to be one guy. I think it's going to be a handful of guys stepping in for Chase until he's ready.
See, Sweat only played 10 games last year, so he missed 7 games, and he had 5 sacks, so obviously a down year.
Right.
And you talked about the reasons why. But yeah, if he plays 16, 17 games, he'll be in that 8 to 11 sack range.
Should be.
Maybe 9 to 12, something like that. Should be. He had 9 in 2020 when he played a full season.
SI was at camp recently for the Commanders. They had 3 guys who they feel stock is going up during training camp so far. One of them is Dax Milne at the wide receiver spot. They say he's packed on some extra weight. That should help him be more physical, get some more wins against some tight coverage coming off the line. His footwork looks good. So apparently the arrow is pointing up for Dax Milne.
I just don't think he's going to be that much of a contributor. And isn't he battling with Erickson for that last receiver job?
Alex Erickson, who they brought in from Carolina.
Another former Panther, yes, in the mix.
Isn't Erickson going to be their prime punt returner?
I think so.
I thought he was.
At least competing.
I mean,
but you can't keep all those receivers.
No.
We know they're going to keep McLaurin, Dotson.
Samuel.
Sims.
Brown.
That's 4. De'Ami Brown, 5. Like, are you going to keep Milne and Erickson? I don't think so. So I think maybe Milne is looking good. But he's battling, I think, with Erickson maybe for the last job.
Calvin Harmon is still in the mix.
Harmon's still there. Wow.
Still battling for a roster spot.
I don't know.
Persevering through injury.
Certainly going to keep 6 receivers. I don't know if they'll keep 7.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Another guy they said whose arrow is pointing up at camp is Benjamin St. Juste, the tall, rangy corner in his second year. The quotes were, "I've been publicly weary about the idea of St. Juste being the full-time nickel corner in defensive coordinator Jack Del Rio's group, but those concerns are quickly fading. Even in individual drills, the second-year corner looks more fluid and flexible, looks confident in zone and in the right place when the team needs him, and has won several impressive one-on-one battles against some of Washington's better wideouts." So that's good to hear.
Isn't he basically going to be a starter?
It's looking that way.
Because
he's the starting slot.
They're going to go with 2 linebackers primarily and go with the 3 corners, 2 safeties.
Until teams start running for 190 yards on them. And then they might want to make an adjustment.
Then that might be a problem. be an issue.
But we've said it a billion times. The secondary has to play much better than they did last year. Especially William Jackson. And apparently he has played pretty well in camp so far.
Right. I think they played better in the second half of the season. They were getting torched a lot early in the season. A lot of that was just Landon Collins being out of position.
Yeah, you're right.
Being put in spots that weren't favorable to Landon Collins.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had to click on this story because it's fantasy football related with the Commanders. This is from Mike DePrisco from NBC Sports Washington. Could Cole Turner be a fantasy football sleeper? Rookie tight end with a lot of size has been catching Carson Wentz's eye during training camp, been catching a lot of balls thrown by Carson Wentz during training camp. Now, he entered a crowded tight end room when he was drafted in the 5th round with Logan Thomas and John Bates being there. They're clearly ahead of him on the depth chart. Logan Thomas is banged up. Bates is too. So it looks like Cole Turner could get some meaningful snaps early in the season.
He's definitely going to get a lot in preseason.
I think early in the season, too.
Yeah.
Like, if Logan Thomas isn't ready for week 1, and, you know, we're hearing conflicting reports about that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, He's a big weapon, and we
6'5", 255, I think.
We know that good Wentz's hands. Propensity to throw to tight ends while he was in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. He loves to throw to tight ends.
I mean, it seems like now he's going to be a guy that you would pick with, like, your last pick in a fantasy football draft if you were willing to roll the dice in a dicey spot like tight end.
Mm-hmm.
But he may be worth, like, a late-round gamble in some of your
I've
fantasy drafts.
I've heard he's been one of the most impressive players on the offense so far.
But I think ultimately when Logan comes back, he's not going to be playing as much because he's supposedly not a good blocker.
Correct.
So if they're going to have a tight end who is somebody that's good out on patterns, it's going to be Logan Thomas.
Right. Just saying, keep your
eye
on
him. You may get
him.
A little run early if Logan does come back later than what Valdez expects, but Valdez swearing he's going to be playing week one.
I like these.
We have an insider.
I like these health insider reports from one Matt Valdez. I'm going to have to pick his brain about that after the show. The Commanders applied to offer sports betting at FedEx Field. Their request will be heard by the Maryland State Lottery and Gaming Control Board next week as the state begins to roll out sports betting more broadly this fall. Way to go, Maryland.
What is Maryland waiting for with the online betting? That's what I don't get. We've been doing these DraftKings and FanDuel spots for years.
We have, yes.
And we have to say Virginia and D.C. only.
Correct.
What is Maryland doing?
From what I read a few months ago about it, they wanted to get the brick and mortars up and running in the casinos, in the MGM National Harbors, and in the other casinos throughout the state to make sure that those were first and foremost taken care of, and then they were going to set their sights on the mobile market.
Okay. So Virginia and D.C. Right now, they don't have the brick-and-mortar casinos.
Virginia does not. I don't think outside of maybe one spot in the state.
Yeah, I can't think of any.
And D.C. does not. Unless I'm missing it.
D.C. doesn't have mobile gambling?
No, the brick-and-mortar. Oh, it does now. It does
now. Right, Capital One.
Right next to Nats Park.
Yeah. Capital.
There's a BetMGM
right there. And that's
true. It's all
I mean, they're smaller, but yeah.
Oh, they've got them. They're
there.
Yeah, they're good.
I thought that Maryland was going to be up and running online during the NFL season, but I'm not sure if that's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean,
they're losing so much money by doing that.
They have 5 weeks. I'm doubting it's going to happen. I don't know how you would miss out on that bonanza, but it's looking like that's going to happen. In Virginia, the Commanders and their partner FanDuel were given the opportunity to launch betting services ahead of competitors as part of the state's continued efforts to appeal to the Commanders to build their new stadium in the state.
If they stay at FedEx, which, hey, doesn't look like Virginia's dying to have them, doesn't look like DC's dying to have them.
Nope.
It might just be the default that they end up staying at FedEx for the new stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Is that sportsbook really going to be that much of an attraction to bring people in?
I mean,
you'd
can't
be surprised.
Hurt.
It certainly can't hurt.
It'll
generate money. But are new people that weren't going to the games going to go because there's a sports book?
There might be a small number.
Small percentage. The overwhelming majority of sports bets placed are online.
Correct.
It's probably 90%.
You know that your pal Cakes loves revenge game angles, and week one between the Commanders and the Jags has several of them because Carson Wentz played under Doug Peterson in Philadelphia, so you've got that angle. And another one is Brandon Scherff coming back to play against his former team.
That's right.
Because he played with Washington before he signed with the
no
Jags.
No chance he played last night, right?
I don't believe so.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess I could go back and watch the film, but I don't believe he played. He was asked about coming back. Would he have, you know, an extra case of the feels facing Washington because it's where he started his career and has played all his football up until now? He said, actually, not really. I had a great time and a great experience in Washington, and I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for all the coaches that I played with through there. For me, week one is another game that I have to get myself ready for, and, you know, we just got to show up and you get ready to play because they're a heck of a team. He got a 3-year, $49.5 million deal with the Jags. He got $30 million.
Guaranteed.
He did make 5 Pro Bowls in 7 years as Washington's right guard.
That last little line that he threw in there, they're a heck of a team, tells me he was just in football cliche mode.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, he's in full-on cliche mode throughout that interview.
They're a heck of a team.
And look, he's a big, goofy offensive lineman. I can bet that he's not he doesn't have that much extra built up just because he's facing Washington.
Okay, fantasy drafts are going to be starting in a couple weeks. I mean, I'm sure some people have already had them.
It's August 5th.
But I've got two in that last week of August.
Right.
But just in terms of Jacksonville, after watching them a little bit last night, obviously Trevor Lawrence, you're not going to draft high. He might be a backup quarterback on your roster.
Or if you play in a super flex league where you have to start quarterbacks or have the opportunity
to start. He'd be number two.
He'd be a guy that would be on a roster.
Marvin Jones, you certainly would draft. I know you would draft Christian Kirk maybe as a third wideout.
Yeah.
But in terms of the running backs, James Robinson and Travis Etienne, Etienne was hurt all last year.
Yeah.
But I think he's going to put up some numbers.
I kind of like him.
Who would you draft first, Robinson or Etienne?
Etienne.
Okay.
Because Robinson's coming back from it's an Achilles, correct?
Yeah.
He suffered an Achilles injury, and it wasn't that long ago. Like, he's not even fully up to speed. I know he's doing
workouts. He's not fully up to speed, right.
So I think Etienne is the safer play.
And apparently Etienne's looked really good in camp.
And you know he's getting, like, if you're in a half or full point PPR league.
He's going to catch balls. He's
going to catch balls out of the backfield, which is valuable.
Coming up later this hour, we have our Junkies Weekend Parlay, where we try to hit it big. Of course, John Feinstein joins us at 8. That's here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I forgot to mention, I want to thank my buddy Matt Carlin, who owns Trio Restaurant Falls Church. Took my daughter, my wife, and my two daughters there for my daughter's birthday dinner last night. It's a great spot. Just is. A lot of the Washington Capitals loves, including T.J. Oshie and Nick Backstrom.
Ah,
love to go to Trio.
High profile players.
But anyway, just had a great meal. Just want to thank them. It was fantastic.
I'm sure.
Did you have that set up yesterday when you were bemoaning about 4 or 5 girls coming in the bill that was going to...
No, I thought that my daughter might invite some friends, but she didn't. So it was just the four of us. But what's your question?
Well, yesterday... And it was
I did not have the dinner reservation yet. No.
All right.
Yesterday.
That may
Yeah, that's right. Someone told me that on BitSeason you guys were talking about my financial issues or something. What was that all about?
No, we were just like...
I was like, what? Where'd that come from?
We were wondering because, you know, I don't want to spend $100 on a birthday dinner tonight.
Oh.
And we're like, why is...
We were discussing what you spend money on and what you bitch about spending money on.
Yeah.
It was weird because like the smaller you get more pissed off about like the smaller things.
Well, because like I talk about the Amazon charges.
Yeah, and then but like on a big vacation down to Bald Head Island,
yeah.
You know, you're not, you know, you don't really care about
it. He doesn't like getting nickel and dime.
But you don't care about the spending the money down for that vacation to Bald Head Island, but you care about spending $5 for a bag of Doritos that's at the expensive grocery store.
So funny. It's just my kind of skewed way of thinking.
It's a weird thing.
But like Kek said, it's a nickel and dime thing.
Yes. And you get angry at the nickel and diming as opposed to the bigger
purchases. Because the nickel and diming part, especially the Amazon charges, most of those charges are just unnecessary. We just don't need the thing. And look, teenage girls are going to buy a bunch of stuff online. That's what they do. They're just unnecessary. When I look at a vacation, well, that's a necessary expense. In my life, I need a vacation. So that's why I don't bitch about it as much.
Right.
But the other reason I was talking about the dinner charge is because when I took my older daughter to dinner in Georgetown.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
And it was just five of us because she invited one friend.
Okay.
But that's where she wanted to go. And she had no idea about the menu and how expensive it was going to be.
What restaurant?
It's an Italian restaurant on the waterfront in Georgetown. I should know.
It's some bougie expensive place.
No, it's not Philomena. Okay. It's right outside on the water.
Okay, that's fine.
I'll get back to it.
Yeah.
But it was over $500. It was a $550 dinner. So I was hoping that my younger daughter, now that's her 21st birthday, yeah. So that's a little bit bigger deal. I was hoping my younger daughter didn't invite a bunch of friends and want to go to like this uber expensive restaurant because, you know, that would tilt me a little bit.
How did your daughter?
But it was just the four of us.
Did she enjoy tasting alcohol for the first time on her 21st birthday dinner?
Right, first time. Yes, she did.
What was that like for her? Did she enjoy it? Yeah. Was she a big fan?
She had a couple sips of wine.
Couple sips?
Yeah, just a couple sips.
That's generally the way it works.
But anyway, that's my way of thinking, Mr. Valdez.
Very good.
Kind of makes sense.
But anyway, Trio was great last night.
Good.
What did you get?
I got salmon on a Caesar salad. It was just too good.
I'm in a box. The guy eats a fish on a salad every time he goes out.
I did
for
because I've had their salmon a million times and it's so good. Their scallops are excellent. And my daughter got the scallops, but the salmon on the Caesar salad was fantastic.
He added minutes to his life.
I did.
By eating salmon.
I was thinking about that.
Yeah. He extended
his life.
I didn't
have a steak. A steak would have cost me 120 days.
That would definitely hurt you.
So CBS Sports has an article about what went wrong with the Nationals. We won a World Series in 2019. As they called them, chumps in 2022.
Chumps is still a word that people use?
This is a great article. It really
is. And some of it is obvious. Number one, too much elite talent out the door.
Mm-hmm.
Valdez's favorite word, elite.
Soto, Anthony Rendon, Max Scherzer. They were key contributors in the World Series. Trey Turner, another one. And they're all gone.
Well, and Soto, just in particular, if you just look at some of the numbers he's putting up, he's one of only 44 players in the history of baseball, 44 players in the history of baseball to reach 2,400 at-bats before his 24th birthday. He's among those 44, he ranks second in on-base percentage behind just Ted Williams, and he's fourth in on-base plus slugging plus behind Williams, Ty Cobb, and Mike Trout. So he's putting up historic numbers at a young age in just 5 years. So they kind of emphasize Soto amongst the other ones because some of the other ones were expected. You know, Max Scherzer was expected. Rendon left as a free agent. They don't really mention Harper because Harper wasn't on the World Series team. But Soto is the big one in addition to Max and, of course, Trey Turner.
And look, they weren't able to reap the rewards of the World Series and the next season having like greater attendance in a full season because of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And what we don't know is did that loss of revenue hurt the Learners so much that they gave Mike Rizzo marching orders? We're not going to sign these guys to big contracts and ultimately trades away. But to me, that one was obvious. Too much elite talent out the door. Number two, they talk about free agent contracts going south.
Mm-hmm.
Corbin clearly has gone south.
Patrick Corbin is the worst starting pitcher in the league statistically this year.
And how signed much is a he six-year, $143
million a year,
deal.
Something like that.
6 years, $140 million. He got one really good year,
right?
And he helped you win the World Series.
Which you, well, think you about can't this. Discount.
Corbin, Strasburg, and Max threw 60% of the innings in the postseason in 2019, so they leaned on them.
Mm-hmm.
Corbin and Strasburg combined for almost an 11 WAR. if you're just a kind of a baseball geek, WAR, wins above replacement, in 2019. Now, that was just the regular season only. But since then, they are -2. Corbin's hit the wall. Strasburg, since signing the 7-year, $245 million deal, has pitched 8 starts. Think about that.
Well, that's, yeah.
8 starts since signing that deal.
If you're going to have a pitching-centric team, and it's centered around Strasburg and Corbin, and Strasburg is never available, and Corbin becomes the worst pitcher on the planet, then of course you're going to go south.
It just blew up in your face.
Of course everything's going to, you know, fall apart.
Those are the big name moves.
But this is the other thing.
It gets into a lot of other free agent moves that have just not worked out.
And we'll get to that in a second. But overall, when you look at the percentage, the reason this guy wrote this article, it's pretty good. Now, he doesn't really call out Rizzo by name, but he alludes to the just the, you know, horrible decisions from the front office. And we're talking about most of those now. But you usually don't see such a crash and burn this soon after winning a World Series.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
It was only 3 seasons ago. And the only 2 teams in Major League Baseball with a worse winning percentage since 2019 are the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Nats have a 38% winning percentage. Only 2 teams worse.
Since the World Series.
Since the World Series. Only 2 teams worse, Pirates and D-backs. That's a huge fall off, and you usually don't see that from a World Series team.
By the
quick.
Way, this is a side note. Did you guys see the quick, like, 20-second video that went viral of the kid Pirates fan that was posing for a picture with the Pirates owner, and he's wearing a Pirates jersey, but underneath the jersey, he's got a shirt that says in the Pirates font, the logo font, it says "Sell the team." So he's taking a picture with the owner. He unbuttons the shirt. It says "Sell the team." The owner looks at it, looks back at the camera, then does a wacky double take.
Oh, really? I didn't
and
see
then
that.
He looks back at the camera again
and takes the photo.
Yeah, and then now a billion people have seen it. It's pretty funny, but yeah, it just speaks to when you have a bad team, your fan base is going to start revolting, and they're going to start, you know, taking action against.
Well, I mean,
coming out to your games
in Pittsburgh, they've been dealing with that forever.
Right.
But here in Washington, you win a World Series in 2019. You expect to be pretty good in the years after that.
Right.
But they've just fallen off a cliff.
And again, free agent contracts going south is part of it. They point to the Howie Kendrick re-signing, gave him a 1-year, $6.25 million deal after the World Series. Mm-hmm. And he was a replacement level DH in 2020. They re-signed Daniel Hudson to a 2-year, $11 million deal.
Traded him away.
Will Harris got 3 years, $24
million. That's
the
big one.
He's thrown 23 innings in 3 years.
They're giving Will Harris $8 million a year. He's thrown 23 innings.
Yeah.
And none in 2022.
Doesn't seem like a good ROI there on him.
No, it's just a big bust.
Think about these names. John Lester, Starlin Castro, Brad Hand, Nelson Cruz. None of those guys have worked out.
Correct. One of them's retired. The other one's probably never going to play again because he had domestic issues. And some of these other guys just have not worked out. Nelly Cruz, they couldn't even trade him. Mike said he was just too good in the clubhouse, but they weren't just going to give him away. I mean, I don't know why.
The number 3 reason
just give him away.
Right.
That they believe the Nationals have gone south so quickly, and this is a little nebulous, says not enough stealth pickups, meaning picking up a low-price guy.
An undervalued
player. Who just pans
player.
Out, becomes a stud.
Correct. Now, that's rare.
It is.
They mentioned Chris Taylor from the Dodgers, okay. But it's rare to pick up a really undervalued guy who turns into a star.
And finally, they say poor player development. They were 30th last year in terms of the farm system, ranked by Baseball America. 28th in 2020, 24th in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And they point to some of the guys besides Soto. Working out. Robles, you know, he's been a starter, but he just hasn't lived up to the hype.
He's hitting .217 since the World Series year.
Eric Fetty, former first-round pick, 5.19 ERA in his career.
Mm-hmm.
Carter Kieboom, cup of coffee here and there, hasn't been able to stay up. Seth Romero, another first-round pick. He's got 85 innings pitched in 5 professional seasons. So they're just not hitting on prospects.
Hey, well, real quick, getting back to that. So Baseball America ranked the Nats system at 12th in baseball in 2018 before they won the World Series.
Okay.
And those players that you just mentioned were the top 5 players in their system at that time.
Correct.
So Robles was the number one prospect in the Nat system at that time. Soto, Fetty, Kiboom, Romero. So four of those five, of those top five, have become disasters.
Right, that's a huge problem. Because those are young guys you have control over early in their careers before they start making big money. And if they're not contributing, that's a major issue.
Right, so that's why the farm system rankings have fallen off so much, down to, you know, 28th in 2020, 24th in 2019. I saw like 28 in 2021. So Mike had to realize this and said, we got to get some young guys in there.
Yep.
And I don't know where they rank now. I saw they were ranked high as fifth after the trade for Soto. But, you know, that's
depends just one where you look at. I've seen anywhere between 3 to 5.
Yeah. So Mike said, we've got to get a better farm system. So he felt like he had no other choice than to trade Soto for all these top prospects.
They're going the route of player development now. Drabby, they need all these guys to develop.
You got somebody on the line you want to talk to?
Well, he's very annoying. But right. The Boz, he's called him before.
I think I remember talking
to
the Boz.
He's very angry, and he just he's nonstop gloating.
Let's talk to the Boz. He's a handicapper, he says.
Oh, I kind of vaguely remember this guy.
Hey, what's up, Boz?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's going on, buddy?
You said I couldn't hit 70%, Bishop. I'm 50 right now. I'm 50 and 18, my last 68. Rockies outright yesterday as a 3-1 underdog. That's Verlander on the run line, yep. Okay? Yep. The Pittsburgh Pirates were down 4-0 the night before, took them on the in-game bet. Mm-hmm. Took them also on the game bet to win. Yesterday, same thing, in-game bet. Good. Took the Cardinals down 3-0 in-game bet.
What did you do for a living, Boss?
Raiders last night.
A noise radio listener.
He's a gambler. He's a handicapper.
Professional gambler.
Full-time gambler.
I got the Nationals tonight at plus 180. Take the Nationals today at 180, plus 180.
Okay. All right. That's documented, 50 and 18.
That's documented. Right now, a guy in Vegas is taking my games. He's betting 10 to 50,000 a game. A guy named Bobby Siegel, he calls me every day. He said, I have never seen a guy on a run that you're on in the last 2 or 3 months.
I'd like to know where you're unbelievable.
Tell Bobby Siegel to call in. I want
Okay, I'll have him call in. He lives on the strip. He knows every handicapper. He said he's never seen a run that anybody's ever been on but me.
You're the greatest in the world.
A meteoric run.
You're the greatest in the world, Boz.
Just ask him. To win the Super Bowl, okay? At 24-1, now they're down to 14-1. I'm all in. All in on the Chargers. Another team I like is the Saints at 35-1. Mm-hmm. Okay? I had Colorado Avalanche at 7-1, another future I hit. Easily. They should have swept Tampa Bay. Should have swept them.
All right. So you like, hold on.
He's kind of winning me over. I'm not going to lie.
You think Jameis Winston's going
to
win
Commanders
a Super
to win
Bowl.
The East. I got the Commanders to win the NFC East.
At what number? Plus 500?
No, whatever they are right now. What are they? What's the number?
Well, the handicapper. You should know.
I mean, they're what? Plus 300 or 400 at least.
I saw five, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm all in on the Commanders.
He has the bravado.
You know what?
I need to know this, Boz. All right, what do you do for a living? Or
he's a handicapper.
He's a full-time
I'm
handicapper.
A handicapper. This is what I do every day because you have to have time to handicap.
What did you do before?
I handicap Saratoga every day. I handicap Del Mar every day. People from TVG know me. You know the TVG guys? Max Brothers and them guys? Too. They know me. They talked about me on TVG.
Hey,
they talked about it. They know me.
Well,
Dave Weaver, you know him?
Let me ask you this.
No.
Do you sell your picks?
I give out some free picks. But I'm about to start my own. Everybody says I should start my own service, and that's what I'm going to do.
Right.
I'm going to Vegas. My dad's a multimillionaire, right? My dad worked with Jimmy Hoffa. Dad worked with Jimmy Hoffa.
Hey, okay? Boz.
Oh, I think you mentioned that.
Boz is the Secretary Treasurer of the Teamsters Union.
Boz, okay? Drab has a good idea. Boz, listen. Right. We do our Junkies Weekend Parlay.
I know.
Every
Why
Friday,
do you do that? You should 7, do 4, something 5. Better than that. You should.
We
do, you
want
guys
to invite you
that.
As a one-off to participate in the Junkies Weekend Parlay,
okay.
And
all
then
right,
we'll see
nice.
If you hit.
And I listen to it every Friday. I couldn't sleep during COVID. I could only sleep 3 hours a day. It was terrible. I was in a dark place. I was in the worst place, and now I'm in the best place of my life.
Where's the boss
I'm back
live?
To,
Where do you
I'm
live?
I'm feeling
Where?
Like I'm 30 years old again.
Where do you
I really
live?
Am. I live. I'm in Venice, Florida, right now, right near Sarasota.
Okay, he's a Florida guy.
All right,
listen, good. I'm from Maryland. I work for the Nationals for like 4 or 5. I was there for the World Series. I was with Harper during the Home Run Derby. He talked to me. I was working, talking to Tori. I ran
beers.
Into my
I was
crowd.
Selling beers the aisle
to aisle. I worked for security, the security company, CSC, with the Nationals Park.
All right, Boz, hang on. We're going to give you a chance.
Okay.
Find a good play. Don't make it something that's so obvious, like an overwhelming favorite.
I'll do a play tonight, all right?
All right.
My top play.
We're going to come back with our Junkies Weekend Parlay. Okay. Don't go anywhere.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we added Boz to the party, Junkies Weekend Parlay. John Feinstein joins us at 8 o'clock.
Can you imagine hanging out with Boz for a whole weekend?
No, I would.
Is he the guy that – was he at Hollywood Casino a few years ago when we did an appearance?
I'm not sure.
I think he was.
He may have been.
Maybe.
I think you're right.
I think I know who
was
he
that
is.
The Final Four appearance
I think he was wearing a Yinzer Steelers jersey, perhaps.
I think he was, yeah.
We can ask him later because, by design, I believe he's going to go last. Okay. Otherwise – He would not stop talking.
Oh.
I think that's the guy. I think we met him.
I think you're right. I'm pretty sure we did meet him.
I think we met him.
I think you're correct.
Everybody knows him, according to him.
All right. And Boz is just a dum-dum, and he asked why we do this. Well, FanDuel is one of our biggest sponsors,
right.
one of my biggest endorsements, and we do this every single weekend on my FanDuel account. All right? It's kind of a promotional thing. It's not
right.
It's part of the show.
It's fun. We've hit it twice.
Yeah.
We've hit it twice.
Yeah. We'd love to hit it again.
All right, let's spin the wheel.
All right, we'll start with Johnny. I like Johnny. Not you, Johnny. I like that Johnny more than that John.
John the intern.
Oh, this hurts my soul.
You're cakes. You're not John.
That's true. It's a good point.
It hurts your aorta.
Yeah, it definitely hurts me.
Aorta.
Right in the aorta. It gives me pain there.
I got the Orioles giving 1.5 to the Pirates.
Of course you do. Pirates coming off a sweep over the Brewers, but yeah. The Orioles...
a nice 3-win streak.
Orioles swept the Rangers, and now they had a day off.
Three-win streak.
Only 3-win streak.
But they're playing at home. I like it. Who's pitching tonight for Baltimore?
No clue.
Kramer?
He knows.
Good research.
Kramer?
Yeah. I don't know really much.
Kramer against... Baseball, to be honest. Yeah, I think it's Kramer against...
Big baseball fan. Proves my point.
So he's got the Orioles on the run line?
He's got Orioles run line.
Giving 1.5.
The youngins love baseball.
That's +122. All right, Valdez.
All right. I am the NASCAR king.
This is Matt Valdez.
Like Boz, Tony Soprano, he clamors for my NASCAR picks.
What happened last same week? I didn't even pay attention.
Same with Al Capone and Jimmy
Dillinger with all old gangsters.
Billy Walters, he texted me feverishly for my NASCAR picks.
Okay.
What happened last time?
I don't even remember what you did last week.
I think I had Ryan, top three. I had Ryan Blaney top three.
Oh, okay. Did that hit?
No.
We went 0 for 6.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. So,
I was just checking.
The race is up in Michigan this weekend. Kevin Harvick is 96 points out of the final playoff spot. Mm-hmm. He has to win in order to get in the playoffs.
This is the Firekeepers Casino 400.
Firekeepers Casino 400 up in Michigan.
All right.
So Harvick has two wins on this track in 2019 and 2020. Mm-hmm. I like him to win at 18-1,
right,
but we can't put it in the parlay, so I'll do top three at 5-1. So in order for him to get in the playoffs, he has to win. He's statistically out from Martin Truex Jr., 96 points out. And he's at a track that he loves, must-win situation. So Harvick to finish top three, 5-1.
5-1. Love it.
I love that play. A place called Firekeepers Casino can sponsor a NASCAR event?
Yeah.
What, the junk should
think a casino
one.
Isn't going to have money to sponsor sporting event?
One that I've heard of before, like MGM or Caesars, but Firekeepers?
Hey,
I
up in Detroit, that's where they go.
I don't know anything about it. I'm speaking out of school.
All right. All right, Drabby.
All right, today is the biggest opening day in sports. English Premier League starts today.
That's funniest thing you said in
but
10
I'm
years.
I'm looking at a match tomorrow with Newcastle and Nottingham Forest. I love Newcastle. I'm a supporter of them. And they are going to have a much better season this year. They got new ownership, going to spend a lot of money. And I think Callum Wilson is one of the most underrated strikers in soccer. He will score a goal this weekend. It's plus 320. And if you're feeling Frosty, go ahead and take him at 44-1 to have the most goals this season for a future bet.
Ooh, Drab with another long shot. Very surprising that happens.
All right, Callum Wilson to score tomorrow.
If Callum Wilson was walking down the street, how many people would know who Callum Wilson is?
Well, it depends on what street.
Half street.
Zero. Zero.
Maybe
people.
On Audi Field Street, they might recognize him.
Yeah, over near
would you,
Audi Field.
Would you recognize him?
Yeah, I would.
Oh, you would? Okay.
I would not.
All right. You are in. So Callum Wilson to score. First goal score?
No, just anytime.
What was that, plus 320?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, Ricky.
Spin it. Here's what he looks like, Jason Bishop.
Okay.
Here's Callum Wilson.
Looks like an athlete. All right. I'll go. Got the Dodgers and Padres tonight. Huge series. Not for the actual division, just because of all the news with Soto. Dodgers clearly are going to win the West, go to the playoffs. Padres more than likely will be a playoff team as a wild card. This game's at Dodger Stadium, and Trey Turner has been hitting the ball very well, especially at Dodger Stadium. He's going to go up against Sean Manaea, who is a lefty, and Trey Turner hits .313 against left-handed starters. So Trey Turner to have at least two hits is plus 155 tonight.
Ooh.
He hit a bomb last night. He only had one hit last night, but he hit a bomb. But he's been hitting the ball great all year. I'll go Trey Turner to have at least two hits tonight and a prop against Sean Manaea and the Padres at plus 155.
So two-hit Trey. Very good.
Trey Bay. All right, so that leaves JP.
Maybe this is a little bit of a long shot, but you know what? A couple people have what are actually worse odds, depending on how you want to say it. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at Aaron Judge. He's got 43 home runs this year. Faces kind of a mediocre pitcher tonight in Dakota Hudson, who's pretty much a .500 pitcher with an ERA over 4. Aaron Judge hasn't hit a home run since Monday. Do theory. Right, I'm going to take an Aaron Judge home run tonight at plus 240.
Very good. See, now Jason has really hurt my feelings twice in the segment because, one, he said he liked intern John more than me, and two,
he said I was the only guy left.
He's forgotten that I haven't even
made
my pick.
Oh, you haven't given the pick.
I'm feeling very slighted and disrespected.
I apologize, John.
All right.
Johnny.
Soccer Cakes is back.
Uh-oh.
Bode Mode and JC United, listen up. Perk up your ears. I am taking Crystal Palace and Arsenal at plus 250 to tie. Arsenal should pwn Crystal Palace. They should. They're a minus 115 favorite, but they may be without three key players, and they've been taking care of business in the preseason, the EPL preseason, which Drab claims is the greatest opening day in all of sports. But I think Crystal Palace could force a draw, and I like the number at plus 250. So I have Crystal Palace and Arsenal plus 250 to tie.
I'll tell you
Soccer
what.
Soccer Cakes is back.
You've got to remind me after the show at about 11 o'clock to get this in, because that game starts at 3 o'clock today.
Okay, I can do that.
And I might just space it. Sometimes I space it when I get back to the burn, and I forget, and I don't put the play in until dinner time.
Right.
Because most of these plays are at, you know, dinner time or later in the weekend. But that game's at 3.
I can queue up how you remind me, and then I'll send you a reminder text.
Someone's got to remind me to put that in before 3 o'clock.
Okay, I can do that.
All right, that leaves the Boz.
Hello, how we doing, boys?
All right, you're the last play, Donkey Kong. What do you like?
You said you like
the Nats plus 180.
Last night was the Cardinals. The Cardinals are red hot. Goldschmidt is the best player in baseball other than Judge. Watch out this kid Goldschmidt. He is unbelievable.
Yeah, I've never heard of him.
Home run last night. He's unreal.
What's
guy.
Your play okay. today?
Okay, my play today. Can I give you two?
No.
One play.
Verlander minus 125 to win the Cy Young Award.
No,
it's got to be
futures.
Something that happens today, tomorrow,
or future.
Sunday. I got the White Sox today at minus 154. It moved to 170. Let's take the run line at minus 105. Sees in his last five starts, he's only given up, 30 and two-thirds. He's only in his last 30 and two-thirds, he's only given up three earned runs. Okay, Otto has struggled, who he's facing. He's been hit hard his last four starts, 14 earned runs.
All right, we got it, Dakota.
All right.
And Dakota, did we meet you at Hollywood
Dakota?
Casino? I don't know why I'm calling Dakota. The Boz.
Take C's tonight.
All right, we got it. Run line, minus 105. Basically the money.
It's going off the
minus
rails.
All right.
Thank you, Boz.
If we win this, I ain't giving Boz a share. We're taking this.
No. He's paid in attention dollars.
Yeah, that's how he gets paid out.
All right, so just a quick recap. Here we go, Richie's. We've got Trey Turner to have at least two hits tonight, plus 155 at home. We got a draw in the Crystal Palace Arsenal game, plus 250, 3 o'clock start. Callum Wilson, plus 320 to score in the Newcastle Nottingham Forest game.
Nottingham Forest, but I like Nottingham Forest.
Orioles run line, minus the 1.5, plus 122 at home against Pittsburgh. Kevin Harvick to finish top three at the Firekeepers Casino, biggest casino in the world, plus 500. Aaron Judge to go deep at St. Louis, plus 240. And the White Sox run line, basically even money. $7 will pay you $23,193.
No way.
I guess
we're waiting for the big one.
But remind me before 3 o'clock.
And we're also going to see Haley's Comet, too, before the night is over.
Again, you got a better chance of walking down your street and finding a suitcase with $23,193.
Yes, the odds are much higher.
Coming up next, it's best-selling author John Feinstein on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.